This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. The Colorado House has signed off on a bill that has pitted Democrats against each other this session. The dispute is over compensation for tipped workers. Now, under the state law, bartenders and servers can be paid $3 an hour less than their peers, the idea being that tips make up the difference. Restaurant owners asked the legislator to let them hold back more, but the idea has been opposed by workers. Now, Democrats like House Majority Leader Monica Duran want to give municipalities the power to choose how much less tip workers can make, just like they choose their own minimum wage.
Local governments will now have the ability to choose what works best for them. And isn't that what we're talking about? Local control, choice.
Restaurant owners say wages have gotten especially high in cities like Denver and Boulder. That measure now heads to the Senate. Three Pueblo police officers are in the hospital after a shootout and foot race last night. They were chasing a suspect who was wanted on attempted murder. The suspect was killed on scene. Pueblo Police Chief Chris Noller says the suspect was out of jail on bond on three felony charges. He put some blame for the incident on the state legislature.
Our officers were ambushed and shot by a malicious person who should have been in jail but wasn't because of our soft-on-crime legislation and bonds.
Noller says the suspect was a self-identified member of the MS-13 gang and fired an estimated 80 rounds. The Colorado Avalanche are playing now in Toronto. Both teams are currently ranked third in their respective conference. This is CPR News.